Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, it has been an entire month of potential acquisitions from Microsoft. We've seen the big old Bethesda one, which was fairly earth-shatteringly ridiculous. Seems like after that happened, a member of Microsoft or Team Xbox said, look, we're actually on the prowl. We're going to be acquiring other studios. Sort of keep your eyes peeled for what might be coming. It seems like the next studio is basically Bungie. It's not been officially confirmed yet, but there is a timeline to this. Now, the latest in... part of this news comes from Xbox Era, a website, who did a little bit of independent research. They also outlined the timeline of this stuff, because it did start back on September 11th. It initially came from Jeff Grubb from GameSpeed. He was speaking on a podcast, and he said, he hinted at this whole idea that Microsoft would buy Bungie. Eurogamer then confirmed that on September 14th, saying that they could confirm it from their sources. However, on that exact same day, Pete Parsons from Bungie got on Twitter and said it wasn't true. So that sort of kind of canned it, even though Eurogamer are obviously very reliable. Cut to today, where Xbox Era have put up their findings. This stuff all hinges on US business acquisitions. So apparently when a company gets acquired in the US, this is what they found out, or what they're proposing. When a company gets acquired in the US, they have to be appointed a corporate service company agent, which shows up on every company's list of staff or whatever. And so they went to this website called opencorporations.com or Open Corporates or whatever it is. And there's a list, every single acquisition that Microsoft have made, Undead Labs, In Exile, Double Fine, ZeniMax, all have these corporate service company agents, and they're all dated to be added on around the time when they got acquired. There is also a listing of a company service agent with Insomniac after Sony got them. So all this stuff seems to line up. Now, if you go to Bungie's page on this website, they also have a corporate service company agent. So the assumption, the big old assumption, is because it's not going to be Sony buying them, is that Microsoft are actually purchasing Bungie, which is a big old thing.
It is a big old deal, Scott Telford. To be honest, I didn't need this new piece of information to be convinced, because way back when it was first announced, like you said, even though it was poo-pooed by, I think it was the CEO of Bungie who said, this is
Mr.
not
Pete
true.
Parsons,
for me, because of the sources before, like Eurogamer's sources are usually spot on with this kind of stuff. Jeff Grubb has essentially been spot on with pretty much everything all year, although it has been subject to change. And when I saw that they tweeted out saying that this is not true, I suspected that was more about a part of the story rather than the whole, because the original story was that Microsoft had tried to buy them, but apparently Bungie was too expensive. They kept driving up the price and something had gone wrong. And to me, I always wondered whether or not that this is not true was just a kind of like more reflective of that, the fact that they were too pricey or whatever, and the fact, and it was going through. Like even before then, we had rumors. I remember when Halo Infinite was shown off for the first time and it got the immediate backlash. I remember there was something going around. I can't remember whether it was on Reddit or 4chan or it was sourced from one of those forums, but it was like this big leak, apparent leak, that I took with a grain of salt, because it was saying Halo's going to get pushed back. Microsoft's actually consulting with Bungie on it. They're trying to get Bungie back to help out. And I remember sending it to you, and we were like, come on, this can't be happening. No way they're going to get Bungie back, or even to consult on it. But you know, where there's smoke, there's fire in that. And I feel like with all of these rumors, it just kind of like makes sense, especially when they're in the business of hunting down studios and Bungie is independent. They've had their little, break away from Microsoft. And now, all these years later, we've got a very different Bungie. We've got a very different Microsoft. So why not like come back together, especially after the disaster of that partnership with Activision. You know, that was
well. That's the thing, though,
probably worse.
All the Activision stuff, there was literally the eyes on, fly on the wall reports for when they managed to get away from Activision. Apparently they were just popping champagne corks and celebrating because they obviously hated the deal that they got put into with Activision. And they seem like a studio that strived for independence for quite a while. And the whole reason they broke away from Microsoft is because they were sick of doing more Halo. So it's kind of that kind of that thing of, like I said, they've strived to be their own body for so long that it would be, for me, a strange beat for them to go back to Microsoft, even though a lot of people associate Bungie with Microsoft, with Xbox, obviously. With Halo, there is also the other side of it, which is just the state of Halo right now. Microsoft did bring back in Joseph Staten, who was one of the original writers of the original trilogy, because he never left Microsoft's body of companies overall. Even though Bungie went over to Activision, he stayed within Microsoft, and then he's been reappointed to help out on Halo. So with this thing breaking, if it's true, I mean it seems to be true, And that's the thing, is like, would Microsoft, would Team Xbox or whatever get Bungie to be like, oh my god, fix this, get on this, you've got as long as you need, we've already delayed it, we haven't even said how long it's going to be. Like I said, they've got Joseph Staten back on board. Is this a way of getting, you know, you then market it for the Halo anniversary, which is next year anyway, and just say Bungie returns to Halo?
If Bungie comes back, I don't see them going back on Halo, at least not full time. I think it would obviously make sense to at least get some personnel or have some kind of connection between Bungie and the franchise they helped create. But yeah, like in an advisory role, in a kind of, you know, consultancy role. But I feel like what you said there with Bungie, you know, striving for independence for a long time, wanting to do something that isn't Halo, like to me, that's the kind of big sticking point. I can't imagine they would go back to Microsoft if all they were going to do now was take back control of Halo and have to continue working on that franchise, because they obviously, you know, they want to do new things. They made Destiny. They were talking about like a new IP and stuff. And for me, I feel like the deal might be them going back, potentially helping out on Halo in some capacity, trying to, you know, spruce it up a little bit. But then I don't see Microsoft kind of like shutting down 343, even though that studio has had a lot of issues. Like, they built that studio from the ground up to work on the Halo franchise. And yes, they might get a bit of a injection of enthusiasm or you know, expertise or whatever from Bungie, but it would be a weird kind of, I don't know, thing to just take that franchise off it entirely. For me anyway, I'm sure the fans want to see Bungie come back or whatever, you know, and see like a game on the caliber of 1, 2, 3 and Reach. But at the same time, I don't know whether Bungie would commit to that, especially when they've had this, you know, what, 8-year, 9-year gap of just kind of like doing what they want.
Yeah, plus, I mean, yeah, if you go like brass tacks or whatever, there's no way that they can come in at this stage, this close to release, and overhaul it in any sort of substantial fashion. Like, you know, they're very much in the, I was going to say the bug fixing stage, but assumedly they're very close to the end of development. I mean, it was almost going to be out in time with the Xbox, the Series X, and obviously it's been delayed for as long as it takes. But at the same time, I don't think you acquire Bungie, everything that comes with that, and not sort of consult them in some fashion to be like, hey, by the way, we need this new Halo to matter. You guys are the guys to do Halo. So sort of do something with that. But just as a wider thing, it is, I was going to say, it's fascinating. It's obviously not the first time it's happened because we had the Bethesda thing. But what do you think of if it's true, what do you think of the general strategy of just snapping up different companies? Do you think Sony will have to respond at some point?
Maybe in a way. I don't think so, just because Sony is kind of, it's on a stronger foot at the moment. Like, it doesn't have as many studios. You could argue that it doesn't have as many popular studios in a way, but like, its games are solid, its franchises are solid. Like, it's new IPs combined with its heritage, you know, series like God of War or Uncharted or whatever. Like, they're all doing really well. I think it's got 13 first party studios at the moment. Like, they're all making, you know, really interesting games that sell well. I think they will probably pick up a couple of studios, but I can't imagine them. I don't even think they have the capital to go out and do a Microsoft and just sweep up all of the studios. Like, they are very specific. Like, we talked on, I think the last time we covered this topic, how long it took them to buy Insomniac. You know, they had a working relationship with Insomniac for 20 years, and then it was only kind of after 2 decades that they finally pulled the trigger and thought, you know what, yeah, let's make this official. Let's, like, actually buy you out and make you part of the first party family. I'm sure we will see acquisitions. I almost forgot the word there. Acquisitions in some form, because I feel like, you know, the press at the moment and the general perception, whether or not it is warranted or not, is that Microsoft's making these big players. They're getting a lot of press for making these big players. A lot of people are kind of looking at them and then looking at Sony and thinking, well, what you've got, like, Microsoft's has almost kind of like undermined a lot of Sony's current slate, like, and kind of kicked off this weird arms race for studios that I don't think ultimately in the long run is all that healthy. But
no,
for now,
the more companies that go with that, like, the worse it'll get. Like, for me, it's like the more you get conglomerate ownership of any group of studios, like, fundamentally along the way, that'll have to stifle creativity at some point. Because at least for me, I would go with an independent body of creatives. That's why I would, if I was Bungie, I would stay the hell away from any sort of corporate ownership like they did before.
I suppose it's so hard in, like, the modern age, even though they've got a franchise as big as Destiny, to, like, for a big studio like Bungie, which is, like, a big studio, employs a lot of people, to kind of, you know, sustain yourself in that way without a kind of solid base, a solid publisher for every single thing that you do. Like, it must be difficult, and maybe that's why we're starting to see publishers like Bungie consider this, and developers like Insomniac, like I was just saying, like, maybe after 20 years, maybe the AAA space is just kind of, like, so not viable for independent studios that they need to partner up, because these games are just costing more and more money, they're taking longer and longer to develop, and, like, the amount of resources needed, maybe it's just becoming potentially a bit unfeasible without partnering with someone. Like, maybe this, I don't know, maybe there's something that's just got to give at some point.
Well, that was the thing that Bethesda said after their acquisition, where all P. Heine was all like, oh, well, this allows us to do things that we couldn't do before. And it was like, well, you guys are Bethesda, what couldn't you do? You were bringing a hell of a lot of money in. And, like, yeah, if you think of, like, sort of outlier, like, there's hardly any studios that are on the AAA level that are completely independent. Like, CD Projekt Red, as far as I know, are completely independent, but they could also be owned by a different conglomerate. I'm pretty sure they do their own thing. But yeah, it's an interesting, like, precipice to be on going into the next generation. The idea that as this entire next gen rolls out, that the big companies will just snap people up, and these acquisitions only have to be made once, especially in regards to the deal that happened with Bethesda, and then whatever titles roll out after that. If we're going into the service wars of, like, Game Pass versus PS Now and whatever, then what IPs, what companies, what devs can you lock down for your service? I see that being the way that it goes, and I guess whether this is true or not, it kind of hinges on that. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the potential acquisition of Bungie. It seems like it is going to be going ahead, but the reality of it still seems kind of crazy in the shadow of what happened with Bethesda. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.